For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. A world premiere this weekend at the Singletary Center in Lexington, a piece written specifically for the Lexington Philharmonic by its composer in residence, will be performed. Here to give us a preview of the weekend's performance by the Lexington Philharmonic and the other events taking place is Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader. Rich, what can you tell me about this year's composer in residence?
Well, this year is the first year of a real formal partnership between the Lexington Philharmonic and the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. They made an agreement about a year and a half ago. They announced it a year and a half ago to partner up on bringing in one composer who will compose a piece for the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington, which takes place in late August, and then we'll return to compose another piece for the Lexington Philharmonic that will premiere the following winter. And so Daniel Kellogg was here this summer. He wrote a piece called Look Up at the Sky based on The Little Prince, which was premiered at the Chamber Music Festival, and now he has a piece called How Radiant the Dawn. He's kind of staying with a sky theme, and it really represents a desire by Scott Terrell to start bringing in more new original music, which we have not heard much in, you know, recent decades in classical music.
By your observation, have the audiences been receptive to this newer music?
They really seem to like it. You know, this was kind of started about 5 years ago with the Chamber Music Festival when their president, Charlie Stone, really got a vision to make his festival not only one that brings in some real world-class musicians, including Lexington native Nathan Cole, who is now with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, but to make it an event that was creating new music. And audiences seem to like to hear new music that is written by people who are living and breathing today, experiencing the lives we all are experiencing today, and, in many cases, commenting on the events of the day through their music.
Now, tonight also there's another gallery hop in Lexington. That's an almost monthly occurrence. It's used to spotlight some of the art galleries in the downtown area in Lexington. But tonight's hop focuses on the city's new distillery district.
You know, the distillery district started off with a lot of fanfare sort of in the late 00s. And then as we hit the economic downturn and a few other events happened, it seemed like, energy sort of went out for a little while. But, now it really seems to be getting re-energized. The two places we're looking at are Latitude, which is a studio space for people with disabilities, has moved down there with the Mecca Dance Studio, and they're going to have their first gallery hop event in their new home down there. Then we also talked to Mary Resney, who is a longtime Lexington photographer, and she always has a new exhibit up for gallery hop, and she'll have a show up of her own works with a garden theme. You know, if you haven't been down to Manchester Street in a while, this would be probably a good night to go check it out.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. You can find out more about what's going on by going to the WEKU website. We have an events calendar with all those events outlined. They're also outlined in today's edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.